It was a pretty decisive defeat for President Obama. Both houses of Congress voted by pretty wide margins to override his veto of a controversial bill. First veto override, in fact, for Obama. The bill allows the families of 9/11 victims to sue the government of Saudi Arabia for allegedly supporting the attackers. The Saudis have always denied that, and the White House argues this legislation could have serious repercussions for the U.S. around the globe. We'll hear about that from an international law expert in a few minutes. First, though, we turn to Adele Welty. She lost her son, firefighter Timothy Welty, in the attacks on the World Trade Center. Ms. Welty, thanks very much for taking the time today to talk with us. When you heard that the Senate had overridden President Obama's veto, what crossed your mind?
Well, the first thing that crossed my mind was a purported quote from the former First Lady of Vietnam when she said, "The chickens are coming home to roost." And I wondered if the chickens will be coming home to roost when this lawsuit takes place, because I'm aware that the United States and the CIA have interfered in the internal affairs of so many sovereign countries. And I'm wondering if Saudi Arabia is no longer accorded sovereign immunity, if the United States then will no longer have sovereign immunity, and there'll be a rush of lawsuits against us for our interference in the affairs of other countries.
I mean, in other words, you're worried that other countries would want to sue the U.S. government or U.S. officials. What do you say, though, to families who see this as their time to seek justice? How would you talk to them about this?
I understand that, and I certainly think we should seek justice. And hopefully, if it goes to court now, the truth will emerge. Whether or not it's justice remains to be seen.
Are you in touch? Do you communicate with any victims' families who are planning to sue?
I'm involved in one of those lawsuits, mostly because I thought it would reveal information about who, if anybody, really was involved. And maybe it's a good thing that if this goes to court, we'll find out.
And when you say you're involved in a lawsuit, does that mean you're an actual plaintiff?
Yes.
So, in fact, you are part of a group of people suing the Saudis presently, is that right?
Yes. So, as I say, I'm very ambivalent. I'm really not sure what the right thing is to do.
You know, given little what we know about any connections between the hijackers and the Saudi government, how would your son Timothy have felt about suing the Saudis? Would he see this as some kind of justice?
I don't know. I don't know what he would have thought. We never talked politics. He was a libertarian, I know that. But I found that out after the fact, not very long ago, as a matter of fact. I really have no idea how he would have felt. If he had survived, he would have lost so many friends, 19 just from his firehouse.
Wow. I know that since 9/11, Adele, you've been active with the group September 11 Families for Peaceful Tomorrows. Would you say that makes you an activist?
Well, I was a lot more of an activist in my younger days. I'm 80 now, and I would say retired.
Are you worried that families suing the Saudis may not actually lead to more peaceful tomorrows?
Once the lawsuit goes forward, it will be covered in the press and the media. I'm fearful of an increase in Islamophobia. Thousands, really, of peaceful families who happen to be Muslims are living in fear. Children are being harassed at school. There is a tendency towards very strong racist beliefs and actions lately, not only in the United States, but in Europe as well. That's very, very frightening. And these are all things that I think come into play that maybe we haven't thought about too carefully.
Adele Welty, the mother of firefighter Timothy Welty, who died when his company, Squad 288 in Queens, responded to the World Trade Center attacks on 9/11. Thank you very much talking this through. Really appreciate it, Adele.
You're welcome.